Let's play around a Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Justin is in Lakewood, going to play around a Trump Tui. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Who else is there with you?
I'm with
Eden. There we go. How are you? Yeah. How's your morning going?
Good.
Good. I'm glad. Are you headed to school?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's good. Well, we appreciate you listening. We're going to have a lot of fun playing this round of Trump Tui. So whenever you guys are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck. Justin, Ellen, and Eden.
There you go. All right. So as you know, you asked Jen to leave the room. So she's leaving the room. Producer Stevie, not leaving the room because she'll be keeping track of the score. We appreciate that. We'll ask you five questions. There's a timer involved. So make sure you get that answer in before you hear that buzzer. Now, when you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's time for her to enter the studio and answer the same five questions. And if you win, you get the limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt, which is really exciting. So here we go. Your first of five questions begins with food. Specifically McDonald's. They rolled out their new limited time Big Arch Burger this week, and the internet is having a field day as their CEO posted this promo video where he took this little bite, like a little sized bite, and referred to the burger as a product instead of actual food. I just need you to name any burger on the McDonald's menu.
Cheeseburger.
There you go.
Cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah. Get that two cheeseburger combo.
You would know.
Number 8 or 9. I do. It's a good go-to. Okay, I got to stop. Question number two. Can I add a shamrock shake to that? Thank you. All right, question number two. The Spice Girls are getting the royal treatment for their 30th anniversary, and they've been added to the Royal Mints Music Legends Hall of Fame. What that means, there's a new coin design that's been announced to honor them. What is the name of the very first single released from their debut album 30 years ago? Talking about the Spice Girls, I'm looking for the name of the song.
Oh, I have no idea.
That's right.
Let's go, Baby Got Back.
There you go. Coming up next. Question number three. Smuckers has had the same design on their jam labels for more than 30 years, and now they're making a change. There's a new version with larger, more realistic images of fruit, and they're also changing that lid design that we all know and love. Smuckers, their headquarters is in which city in Ohio?
Solon, Ohio.
Question number four. It's official. Swiftie is now a dictionary word. Dictionary.com added the term to its 2026 update, defining it simply as a fan of Taylor Swift. Other fan terms making the cut, you had Beehive and also Trekkie. Now, Beehive refers to the fans of which female artist slash singer?
Cardi B.
Question number five. Zootopia 2 has a streaming date. It's going to be on Disney Plus beginning next Wednesday, March 11th. That is big news. That film was huge. It brought in $1.85 billion worldwide, which is good enough for ninth place all time. Which is the only animated movie that has grossed more worldwide? By the way, it was also released last year. I'm looking for the name of the movie.
It'd be the Avatar Fire and Ash.
All right, let's go with Avatar Fire and Ash on that one. All right, we're going to see how you did with the five questions. Then Jen answers those same five questions in 4 minutes. Justin, Ellen, and Eden playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites on the way to school. So they answered five questions just a minute ago. Jen's now back into the studio. Let's let them know how they did, Stevie.
They got one. All right, guys.
One correct today. That's all right. That's okay.
Ellen wasn't going to help.
I've gone to a tiebreaker with one before.
Right. Yeah, you never know. You never know. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one, beginning with McDonald's rolling out its new limited time Big Arch Burger this week. The internet's having a field day with their CEO, who posted this promo video taking this little baby bite and also referring to the burger as a product instead of actual food. Name any other burger on their menu.
A Big Mac.
That is correct.
Thank you, Tim.
Question number two. The Spice Girls are getting the royal treatment for their 30th anniversary. They have been added to the Royal Mints Music Legends Hall of Fame. So what this means, there's a new coin designed to that has been announced to honor the Spice Girls. What is the name of their first single released from their debut album 30 years ago?
Wannabe.
It is Wannabe as we move to question number three. Smucker's has had the same design on their jam labels for more than 30 years. Now they're changing it. They've announced the new version with larger, more realistic images of fruit and a new lid design.
Ooh, a new lid design?
Yeah.
Does it still do the pop-up
design?
Little
what's the name of the design that's been all over, like the pattern? I can't. It has a specific name. It's
oh,
it's
you mean
be
the
different.
Design? Not like it's still going to be metal and the lid pops up on the jelly.
And the lid pops up?
Yeah.
I think so, Jen.
I got confused. You're right. It has
I think
like
it's just
a gingham
the design.
I got
yes,
it.
That's it.
Oh, is that what you? Oh, yeah.
Smucker's. Their headquarters is located in which city in Ohio?
Orville, I think.
It is. T County. Question.
No, it's not.
I don't think that is right.
Western T County?
I don't think that's right.
No, I would say it's not T County.
Question number four.
Because it's a small town.
It's south.
Any
it's
small
down
town
there.
That's not Cuyahoga.
Very close.
He calls T County.
You ever drive through there?
Yes,
and the
I've
air,
been to Orville.
The air smells like that.
It's more like Worcester area. Not
does it
yeah,
smell
it's,
like jelly? Other,
it smells like jelly in the air.
Uncrustables?
I'm not even kidding you.
It's very
does it really?
Campus.
It rains Uncrustables there. It's in the forecast if you listen to Trent's.
It's amazing. My kids would love it if they were the hazelnut ones.
Those smack.
Yeah.
There's, oh, Stevie, they're so good. Question number four. It's official. Swifty is now a dictionary word. Dictionary.com added the term in its 2026 update, defining it simply as a fan of Taylor Swift. Now, there's other fans terms that made the cut, like Beehive and also Trekkie. Beehive refers to the fans of which female singer slash artist?
Beyonce.
It is Beyonce. As we move to question number five, Zootopia 2 has a streaming date. It's going to be on Disney Plus beginning next Wednesday, March 11th. That's a big deal. Huge film, brought in $1.85 billion worldwide, which is good enough for ninth place all time. Which is the only animated movie that grossed more worldwide? It was also released last year.
I don't know. Inside Out 2. No, the Minecraft movie? No, that was an animated Super Mario.
It was that Neza, that the I don't remember if it was it was another animated movie that did like huge $2.3 billion or something
wow.
like that. Final totals there, Stevie.
Justin 1, Jen 4.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll try again.
Good.
Sad on the way to
definitely
school, Jen.
Do. I didn't mean to do that.
Good way to start.
I hope you guys have a great day at school.
Yes, we hope you do. We appreciate that.
No, but that's okay.
Justin, also Ellen and Eden, you know what you need to say.
Hey, we are Justin, Ellen, and Eden from Lakewood, and we did not Trump Tui today.
John's and Men are going to play this ride of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Great. Good to hear from you. We're excited to play the game. Whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
All right, Jen, could you leave the room, please?
I sure can. Good luck, John.
All right, John's playing. He's going to answer these five questions. She's making her way out of the studio. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. As you know, she will be keeping track of the score. There is a timer, so as I mentioned, just make sure you get that answer in before you hear the buzzer. That way it'll count. When you're done answering the five questions, we'll bring Jen back in, and she'll answer the same five questions, and we'll see if you win that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirts. All right, John, here we go, buddy. Question number one, Outback Steakhouse is bringing back a popular surf and turf menu item for a limited time with the sirloin and coconut shrimp steak and mate combo. Our question to you, do you like Outback Steakhouse, yes or no?
I love Outback.
I don't understand how you couldn't. I mean, got the Blooming Onion.
Right.
It's the one right by the mall.
Chicken on the Barbie. Right.
Chicken on the Barbie. Yeah. Would you try coconut shrimp, Stevie?
No.
That's not your thing, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't do shrimp.
At all?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Question number two, Selena Gomez is spilling her family plans with Benny Blanco. On her husband's new podcast, which is called Friends Keep Secrets, she revealed she wants four kids. Now, she said a dinner table scene from this Diane Keaton holiday film is the reason that she wants four kids.
Oh, man. I have to pass on that one.
That's all right. We need more Outback questions.
I can do that.
That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm hungry. Yeah. Question number three. A Game of Thrones film is rumored to be in development, though plot deals remain under wraps. Now, the potential movie would expand George R.R. Martin's universe, which already includes this HBO series, which is a prequel to Game of Thrones.
House of Dragons.
All right. Question number four. A24 is heading to Las Vegas with a promotional stunt for Zendaya and also Robert Pattinson's upcoming film, The Drama, by transforming a venue into the Drama Wedding Chapel for a one-day-only event. Now, the entertainment company, once again called A24, is behind films like this 2025 sports comedy drama film that starred Timothy Chalamet as a table tennis player. What was the name of that film?
Party Supreme. Marty Supreme, I think it is.
All right, let's go with question number five. Netflix is expanding the world of Squid Game with a new celebrity edition of its reality spinoff. It's called Squid Game, the VIP Challenge. Some contestants include Dylan Efron, Tristan Thompson, and also Mel B.
What an interesting three.
I know. It's
very
the same
different
thing when I saw,
vibes.
Like, I don't even look. I was like, is that our Tristan Thompson? Like, what's going on? Anyway, Mel B isn't new to Netflix reality shows as she appeared on season four of this social media inspired strategic competition series. We're looking for the name of that show.
Beast Games.
Oh, let's go with Beast Games as the answer for question number five. All right. Now, during the song, we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in the studio. We'll see how you did and ask Jen those same five questions in less than 3 minutes. Continue on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So John's in Menor. He answered five questions a minute ago. Let's let him know how he did.
John got three.
There you go, John.
Good job.
Nice.
That's very well done. Absolutely. Trying to win that limited edition Trump Tui t-shirt. So now we ask Jen the same five questions, and we begin with question number one. Outback Steakhouse. Is bringing back a popular surf and turf menu item for a limited time with the sirloin and coconut shrimp steak and mate combo. Our question to you, do you like Outback Steakhouse?
Yes.
Question number two, Selena Gomez is spilling her family plans with Benny Blanco. So on her husband's new podcast, which is Friends Keep Secrets, she revealed she wants four kids. She said a dinner, once again, she said a dinner table scene from this Diane Keaton holiday film is the reason she wants four kids.
The Family Stone?
Very well done. Question number three. A Game of Thrones film is rumored to be in development. I know you're excited. Even though plot details remain under wraps, the potential movie would expand George R. R. Martin's universe, which already includes this HBO series, which is a prequel to Game of Thrones.
What was that called? Knight of Swords. It was the Game of Thrones. The Before the Throne!
That's not a bad guess. House of the Dragon.
Oh, yeah. Definitely heard that before. Definitely would never remember that.
Question number four. A24 is heading to Las Vegas with a promotional stunt for Zendaya and Robert Pattinson's upcoming film, The Drama, by transforming a venue into the wedding chapel or the drama wedding chapel for a one-day-only event. The entertainment company A24 is behind films like this 2025 sports comedy drama film starring Timothy Chalamet as a table tennis player.
Oh, Marty Supreme.
It is Marty Supreme. As we go to question number five.
Comes down to this, Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Stevie, that's so fun. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder.
All right. Question number five. Netflix is expanding the world of Squid Game with a new celebrity edition of its reality spinoff. It's called the Squid Game, the VIP Challenge. Some contestants include Dylan Efron, Tristan Thompson, and Mel B. Mel B isn't new to Netflix reality shows as she appeared on season four of this social media inspired strategic competition series. What is the name of that show?
The Circle.
It is The Circle. Oh, final totals.
John 3, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. John. So close.
You got that movie. That was strong. That was it. John, it's good to hear from you. The question, too, actually. The Family Stone.
Family Stone. Yeah. Sorry.
John, you know what you need to say, buddy. It's always good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. My name's John from Menor, and I did not trump Tui.